True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah, yeah. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York. I'm in the live chat talking to everybody. And, Pedro says, hey, Keith, I was at the Yankee game tonight, and everyone booed Volpe when he was striking out and bunted and popped up with runners on. Leiter and Cruz stunk up the joint really bad. Have a good show. And I'm scrolling back further, and Shazan David Elkins Halevi says, June 13th is affecting the Yankees the same way it's affecting the Mets. Not quite. I remember that was the date. That was Freaky Friday, right? That was the date that I think Evan and Tommy got on air and talked about Subway Series, World Series, and who was better than who, and both teams went. And the Mets had Pride Night, and you guys know what happened at Citi Field. I don't have to tell you. The Tampa Bay Rays were in town. And yeah. So I'm on ChatGPT, and I said, ChatGPT, what's the New York Mets record since June 13th? The New York Mets have posted a 31-44 record since June 13th. Here we are approaching September 13th this weekend. And speaking of that, come check out the Savannah Bananas. Yo, all right, a couple things with the Savannah Bananas. I'm going to try and get their DJ, MC, his name's Sharky. I'm going to try and get him on my show, I think, either Friday night. Probably, I think Friday night makes the most sense into Saturday. He's from Vineland, New Jersey, a little further south of where I'm from. You know, we grew up playing football against Vineland. I remember they had some big country farm boys. And, yeah, now the Savannah Bananas are coming to Yankee Stadium. If you're paying attention to the tour that they've been on, like, I saw them go to Clemson, but I also saw them go to Raymond James Stadium across the street from George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Like, they've done college stadiums, they've done football stadiums, and now they have done Petco Park, Fenway, and they're coming to Yankee Stadium this upcoming weekend. The Yankees will be in Fenway, but the Bananas will be in our building, in the Bronx. The greatest stage is going to be lit Saturday night and Sunday. Saturday night is going to be more of the party vibe for the 21 and up that like to sip a little bit, and then Sunday will be at 3:30, more of the vibe for the kids. And shout out to the Bananas. I got credentials to go on the field and get some content and interview them. And honestly, that would be my first time doing that. This is my fourth year on WFAN. I've had credentials to go into the clubhouse, interview the Yankees, go on field. I've never done that once. I don't know. I don't feel like that's my territory. Like, I don't work for the New York Post. I don't work for the Daily News. I don't work for NJ.com. Like, I'm a radio host. There's nothing that, in my opinion, I'm really going to gain by going in there and being like, hey, hey, Volpe, huh? But I'll definitely go talk to some of the Bananas players and some of the people. I think they're amazing. I first became aware of them when I was working at John Boy Media in 2021. And Jimmy and Jake went down there, and like the pandemic was upon us. Like nothing was really going on. But they went down there to Savannah, Georgia to check out the Savannah Bananas, who have their own ballpark, their own place, where they created their own rules and their own vibe. And back then, I had no idea they would become the juggernaut they've become. Go look at the prices of the tickets. The tickets are priced like a Yankee game. You can't get in there Saturday for less than $80. They're more expensive. You can go to the Tigers game tonight or tomorrow for less than what it would cost to go to Savannah Bananas game. And for the high rollers out there, for the people that do have some coin, check out my Twitter, check out my Instagram. David Cohen's Foundation actually is selling seats in the Perfect Suite. A friend of mine, Andrew Levy, owns the suite, and it came available as all of these tickets are sold out. Like all of the tickets in the regular seats and the bleachers and the 100, 200, 300, 400 level of Yankee Stadium are sold out for this event. They are on the resale market, marked up. That's the thing about the Bananas, too. They don't do that. Like when the tickets went on sale, they were at a reasonable price, and now people are marking them up, reselling them. But if you're interested and you want to have a nice vibe, a nice Saturday night, food, drinks included in the suite, Yankee Stadium, and also make a donation to the David Cohen Foundation, check out my Instagram, my Twitter, @Keith_McPherson on Twitter, @KeithMcPherson on Instagram. I put the flyer out. I put the picture of me on MLB Network wearing my Savannah Bananas Roosevelt shirt from years ago. And I'll be in the suite Saturday. And look there for the information to hit them up and, you know, place your bid on a seat. And the way that I see it, you know, as we get closer to the date, even talking to the Bananas, because I was talking to them about, you know, plans and details for what I'm going to do as credential media on the field. I started with them first about tickets, and they're like, tickets are sold out. Like, this event has been sold out. It's week of. Good luck if you're on the resale market. But like I said, if you got a couple hundred bucks or so, a little more than a couple hundred bucks or so, and you want to vibe out in the suite with us, make a donation to the David Cohen Foundation. Saturday and Sunday, there are seats available. And I'll be there Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. I just know it's lit. It's like Harlem Globetrotters baseball meets the circus meets, just baseball on steroids. So that's my little spiel about the Savannah Bananas. 888-808-1019. Also in the chat, you know, going back, talking about Volpe, you know, I'm also on Twitter, and I got this tweet on Twitter about Volpe bunting, and I disagree with it. But like I don't disagree with the, you know, shout out to Anthony at Amper0627, where he says, he's like, you know, Volpe has probably never had to bunt in his life. I disagree with that. He says, think about it, from Del Barton all the way to AAA. He can't do that job either right now. He needs a reset. Send him down. I disagree with multiple parts on this, and I said I'll speak on it. One, the part about he's never had to bunt in his life. Of course he's had the butt in his life. He's an undersized guy. He came into the league like stealing bases, and his speed was his MO. Of course he's had the bunt before. He should know how to bunt. Now, I know that's a pressure-filled spot right there with runners on and to lay down a bunt, where, you know, you're saying he can't do that job either right now. He's got to do that job. And I felt like Boone was putting the bunt on for him, basically saying you're an automatic out. Go get a productive out. You're an automatic out. At least if you move the runners here, they might not boo you. And he found a way for them to boo him. So as far as him needing to reset, yeah, I'd put him on the IO, Phantom IO. Say it's something. Remember earlier in the year, we thought it was that, right? Volpe, like, he had the shoulder. He, like, dove into, like to make a play. He had a hit by pitch in the Red Sox series. We thought there might have been something up with him physically. No, he's healthy. And they always talk about his bounce back and how, like, durable he is, and that's why he plays, but I don't know. I won't even say I feel for him. I don't feel for him anymore. I feel for us as the fans having to watch it at this point. It is September 10th. What are they doing with this? He is broken. He needs to be fixed, and he's not going to fix himself on the main stage, Yankee Stadium, all these eyes on him as we're in a race for the division. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Monroe on the fan next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, talking to people.
All right, man. So I'm a Yankee fan, as I know you are. My issue here with Volpe, and I don't want to jump on the blame like Volpe train, but after three seasons, can we all come to terms with this man does not deserve the starting position on the New York Yankees?
Yeah, no disagreement there.
No disagreement. Well, allow me to elaborate just slightly on it, right? Just to, for the people that are disagreeing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Bring it right back in. Just got a
21 home runs was his pinnacle. His rookie year, nobody knew him.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go on.
From there, his numbers have significantly dropped every year to the point where he is a career 220 batting average.
Lower.
I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe my numbers weren't right.
Yeah, no, it's lower than that. Yeah,
it's lower than 220, and he's the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees. When does it stop? I heard you before say something about phantom injury. Just throw him on the list. When do we start really pushing for Bo Bichette next year? I know he's got the little knee injury right now, 10-day IL. He's going to be fine. This is a kid. He's 27 years old, coming into the prime of his career. This is someone the Yankees should be looking at to make a push for a World Series, because it's obviously not Anthony Volpe. I apologize for using profanity before, but
understandable.
It's something to watch.
Understandable.
I mean, this is a professional athlete who popped out with a bunt.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's that on top of leading the American League in errors and being an automatic out, striking out, looking non-competitive, no pitcher, whether it's a starter or bullpen guy, fears him. They go right at him. They strike him out in three pitches. Like, in the National Series, I was at the game. I could not believe it. He made two outs in the inning when we batted around. Like,
It's so bad.
I can't believe that the Yankees can turn a blind eye to it. Thanks for the call, Chris. Like, that's where I'm at. I can't believe that the New York Yankees, who said they want to be the mecca of baseball, the New York Yankees that are supposed to be so famous, their players are so great that they don't need names on the back of their jerseys. This is what you're running out there every day? But it's because he's one of us. That is evaporated, bro. That is gone. I'm from Jersey. When Volpe came up, nobody was rooting harder for for Volpening Day, for Volpe to be the guy. I'm trying to win the damn World Series. I'm trying to go to another World Series. I love October, this time we're getting to. I want to have the best opportunity to win. He's an issue in the lineup. He's an issue in the field. You shouldn't be holding your breath every time the ball is hit to shortstop. There should be automatic outs there. Ben Rice shouldn't be over there trying to stretch and scoop and pressure on him. Hit him in the chest. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just one thing after another. Like, we're adding this pop-up bunt tonight. I'm going back to the National Series where I'm like, everybody is getting some. Ryan McMahon homered that day. Austin Wells homered that day. The Yankees had an inning that day where they put up, I don't know how many even runs. I was there. And what stayed with me from that inning was like, yo, Volpe made two out of the three outs. Like, he couldn't even get, he couldn't even get some in a game where they put up 11 runs and nine of them were in that third. They scored nine runs in that third inning. It took 41 minutes. And Volpe made two of the outs. What else do you need to see? What else do you, like, late in that game, they had somebody that strikes Volpe out that it was like their last guy. It was like the Paul Blackburn of their bullpen. And I saw somebody saying, why is Paul Blackburn here for exactly tonight? That's exactly why he's here, for what he did tonight. I don't know. And doesn't it kind of grind your gears and make you so upset as a fan that, like, you can't boo loud enough for them to hear you? Doesn't it make you upset because, like, you love the Yankees and you want to win and you go to these games and they can just do whatever they want? They can just, like, that goes back to my saying, piss on my head and tell me it's raining. Like, that's what they're doing. They're running a guy out there that is young, right? That, just even that, too, he's 24. It's one thing if it's like a player that had been around and done something for the organization for years, and you're like, yeah, his best days are behind him, but I remember when. We don't remember when. It is stubborn. It is arrogant to, you know, put this young guy out there, and you could potentially break him beyond repair. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could mentally damage him. You, like, his mechanics and how far he's gone, he might not be able to get back. Like, you're letting him go out there and do these things the wrong way, where, like, that is the player he's become, and I think that's negligent. It's irresponsible. I think the organization has got to be better. You have Caballero playing, and I expect him to be in the lineup tonight. 888-808-1019. Nobody is above the team. You know, I had a tweet and a video take off where I was like, this team's going to be remembered for having so much talent. And even having some things happen this year, like Ben Rice, Trent Grisham, Will Warren, Cam Schlittler, that we were not expecting at all. Like, even Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger's about to have 30 bombs. Cody Bellinger has played a plus right field, center field, left field. You know, we didn't know when Stanton would be back, but he's been back and he's been great. There's been so many little bright spots. Another thing, Jazz Chisholm this year. Let me not leave out Jazz. Jazz had a career year and he missed a month. This team is going to be remembered, though, for two whipping boys that cost us games, cost us outs. Devin Williams and Anthony Volpe. And Devin Williams will forever be the poster child for the beard policy change. And Volpe, they look at Volpe like he's Boone's son. Like, they say he's the coach's son. That's the treatment he gets. But, I mean, even the coach's son can't be this bad. And I feel for him because I know it. His family, they're great people. I know his dad. I know his mom. I've seen his grandfather. I'm a Yankee Stadium goer. I've been going to the stadium for 10 years. I met Volpe's dad and his family before Volpe stepped on the field. Speaking of the suite, I met Volpe in the same suite during the ALCS in 2022. I know. But as I know that they are diehard Yankee fans, as I know that they came up going to the old stadium and then the new stadium and they love the Yankees and they watch every Yankee game, like, he's struggling right now and they want him to do better, but they also want the Yankees to win. And they see that he's pressing and they see that he's not the same player right now, and it's rough for them. whether the, you know, you saw the viral video of Volpe's dad going at it with a Met fan, where we obviously didn't see how that all started in Citi Field. His mom, I ran into his mom recently. I gave her a hug, and it's tough. But like that personal stuff, like that has to be put to the side. It does not matter. Winning is the only thing that matters. Producing is the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter who you're related to. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't. There can't be any other agenda besides putting the best product out on the field and trying to win the next championship. It's been 16 years. You got embarrassed in the World Series last year. The whole focus of this year was supposed to be the defense. Are you going to die on the hill of putting Anthony Volpe out there in the postseason and letting him commit more errors? It doesn't make sense. Call a spade, admit fault. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell y'all. JR out on Staten Island. Talk. You got it.
My man, first off, love listening to you. One of the best around, hands down.
Thank you.
Now, on the other hand, Volpe, this guy, he can't figure anything out. You just nailed it. He's pressing too much. But people don't realize this guy, that was a fake gold glove. He had about 25 days from August to September last year where he played very good defense. But if you remember him coming up, he was not known for his glove. It was always Peraza was going to be the shortstop.
Right, Volpe and his arm. They said he did not have the arm strength.
Exactly. He had a real good ending to his rookie year, and you know, with the narrative of
that was the 82-80 year.
Exactly.
They moved him all around the lineup that year. Oh, let's make him the leadoff hitter. Remember that fiasco? Back to back years.
I think he had a 21 game hitting streak. Was last year?
Yeah.
I want to say it was.
He was Mookie Betts to start last year. I remember having those conversations. Wow, they figured it out. They got to him. He was looking like Mookie Betts in the box. He was waiting on his pitch, and when he got his pitch, he was hitting it out. He was working walks. He does none of that now.
He does none of that, and that's the big thing I was about to say next is this guy has one of the worst chase rates in baseball. Listen, I'm not an analytic guy at all. I'm old school. I've been watching the game for 25 years. And this guy, he swings at some of the Javi Baez types. Pitches.
Yeah.
And look at this. I don't think he's fully completely broken yet because he's young, he's raw, the talent's there. But let me tell you, man, I cannot watch this guy go out there and just lose games every single week, man.
Thanks for the call, JR. He's not broken beyond repair. He's 24. But they need to actually do the repairs. They refuse to do the repairs. This is not something that can be repaired overnight. Even tonight. He's going to go home, go to sleep. He's going to come back to the ballpark. He's going to take BP. He's going to take his ground balls. It's not enough time. Like, that's what I said. What do they think? He's just going to sleep it off? And I remember all of this. I've seen all of this. They love the story. Remember them putting out the video when we knew? We watched spring training. He had some home runs, some doubles in spring training. We all hated IKF. We knew Peraza didn't stand a chance. They put out the video of Boone telling Anthony Volpe that he made the team. Viral. Volpening day, one of us, local kid, Jersey kid, got a picture with Derek Jeter, got a picture as a baby in Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium. They eat that stuff up. That's why I talked about the marketing. I'm coming out of ShopRite, and I'm like, why is Volpe the main guy on this Yankee ad? He's the worst player on the team. But when they put together an ad to put in grocery stores to say, you know, 1-800-BUY-YANKEES tickets, Volpe's front and center. That doesn't make sense. There's so many other better players. On his side is Judge and Max Fried. Like, he should be in the backdrop. But they tried to force it. They tried to make it happen. You can't force things to happen. He was a top prospect. You always hear about Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson. He came up with those guys. He also came up with C.J. Abrams. He came up with Corbin Carroll. And he was right with those guys. I'm tired of hearing about what he was in high school. Del Barton. I balled in high school too. It changes as you get older. It gets harder. It's tough. Like, a lot of us were great in high school, and that's the whole thing. As you age out, like, it gets smaller and smaller, the percentage of guys that can compete at that level. You got to do different things. I feel like the Yankees are not helping him, man. And I think, I don't know what it is. I would love to hear the conversations, and I think that there's a disconnect. I think Boone wants to play Caballero. And I'm starting to think that, and I could be completely wrong, but I mean, I think about this stuff all day. Like, Cashman traded for Caballero. So clearly Brian Cashman recognized the problem and he provided a fix. Now, Caballero, like I said, is a pain in the ass, pest, annoying AF. You can't trust him. He's a liability. Like, you put him at shortstop, he gets tossed out of the game. Volpe's right back in. But I'm like, what's Hal Steinbrenner say about this? Because I vividly remember watching Hal go on Joel Sherman and John Heyman's podcast, The Show, and he talked about very proudly how he told Anthony Volpe, you're the shortstop. We're not sending you down. It's on you the whole season. Congratulations. Like, in a way, thinking that that was going to shore him up to be like, oh, great. I have all of these options, and they're not going to use them. I've done it. I am Derek Jeter now. No. Should have never done that. We all need to feel some type of urgency. We all need to feel some type of threat. That's what keeps you going. Why do you get out of bed in the morning? You need to go to work to pay bills so you don't get kicked out of your place, so that you can eat, so that the lights stay on, so that you can keep your phone, so you can, you know what I'm saying? We all need a threat of something like that. They never posed a threat. They never sent him down. They're not sending him down now. And here we are fighting for the American League East. Here we are fighting for games against postseason teams. And he's still striking out. He can't lay down a bunt. He's, you know, he's still skipping the ball off the dirt where it's close. They got to review it or whatever. You need a scoop to get the... It just, it makes it harder than it needs to be. 888-808-1019, but it is what it is. It's the bed that they made, the bed, they're gonna lie in it, and we're gonna lie in it too as Yankee fans. I did not see it getting this far. I really didn't. I didn't think that anybody was bigger than the franchise. Not him, not Devin Williams. But they are literally telling you that they are hoping that he figures it out and turns it on like he did last year in October. Last year is last year. He is not the same. He needs a break. And that's why, also, as we break here, they do need to win the division. They need that week off. That week off is going to help Anthony Volpe the most. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I've got 23 minutes left. Please call me up if you have anything to add to my show. KM to AM returns right after.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
To this.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
right, let's bring it home. Big Mac warming up. Keith McPherson on the Fan, the last little bit I got here. Didn't talk any football tonight. You know, the only things I was going to say about, and I said this to Dave and in the chat with Fleegs, like, now that it's been a couple days, everybody has had time to look at the Jets film and grade out the Jets players, specifically the offense, and I'm blown away at, like, how good Armon Membu's, like, you only get one debut first game ever. Like, that kid looks like one of the smartest draft picks. And I don't know if he's going to continue, but it's like he was the best tackle in the league. Justin Fields is another one. His passer rating, his EPA, I'm like, all that talk about coaching, I see it. They came out prepared. The Jets came out well coached. They will learn to finish games. Xavier Gibson better learn not to cough up the ball. The defense will learn how to, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yeah, you know, I respect it. I see it. Justin Fields, for all, like, we completely underestimated what this Jets offense was going to be. You know, they had the highest graded offense in the entire NFL on PFF. And all we were talking about is they're not going to be able to score enough points with Aaron Rodgers. They're just going to run the ball. And now we were wrong. And Tanner Engstrand, I am very interested to see, because, like, you know, that's week one. They didn't show you everything. I am very interested to see how the offense evolves and how they continue to keep calling plays and building off of other plays. And they know people are going to watch film and they're going to key on things and you need other plays off of stuff. So, you know, good on the Jets. And with the Giants, I hear a lot of people saying it's week one. It's one game. And no, it's not. No, it's not. It's year four of this regime. And that one loss feels too eerily similar to other losses that you have seen over the years with the New York Football Giants, the field goal Giants. In my rant yesterday, I incorrectly said Leo Washington. I meant Leonard Williams, former Jet and Giant from USC. I know exactly who he is. I hate when I go on rants and I can't pull players' names. I have too many players' names over the years in my mind. I'm like, that was a good rant, minus saying Leo Washington. Who the hell is Leo Washington? Leo Williams, Leonard Williams. As there is now a list of David Gettleman players that were here with the Giants that this new regime came in and showed the door to as they wanted to do it their own way, right? How many times do you hear me talk about Joe Shane's GM book for dummies and how he's the only one with that book? He's the only dummy with that book. And how Brian Daboll is this guru offensive mind coach. Well, I'm waiting to see it. I'm waiting to see it. I feel like, you know, Dallas is a good spot for them. Dallas does not have the pass rush. They do not have the guys up front. Like Dallas has a first-round pick in Mozzie Smith who's inactive. That's another thing about the – how do the Giants have Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal in T-shirts? Unacceptable, man. Abdul Carter, though, quietly, Abdul Carter, he graded out well. That number three overall pick, he is what we thought he was. That's why he didn't get so much conversation. They saw it early on in camp. 25 pass rush snaps, 3 pressures, a half sack, 10 run snaps, 3 run stops, had the block punt. Abdul Carter graded out well. The force is strong with him. But they need to have the biggest jump between weeks 1 and 2, which we see happen all the time with that offense. I went back today, and I'm like, let me watch this over again. And the Giants in the red zone, obviously there were some drops. Theo Johnson, Malik Nabers in traffic. But the penalty that the Commanders committed, like when they commit a penalty like that and give you a mulligan, you got to score. I thought it was stupid to put Marcus Bowe, a rookie, into the game and throw him the ball. A tackle-eligible play. That's basically screaming out to the world, hey, we're going to run tackle-eligible. And it's like a rookie that's his first entrance into the National Football League. And the Commanders didn't respect it. It's just like, this isn't going to work. Don't go into the bag of tricks with goal to go. Go into the bag of tricks like in midfield or further. Anyway, you know. Scataboo, they got to get him going. He did have a little bit of a spark running over guys, even, you know, his block on run protection or pass protection. But, yeah, You know, they try to run plays to confuse the defense, motion guys across, and it didn't do it. Didn't do it. And then, yeah, there was that play with the two tight ends with Manhurts and Johnson, and they kind of looked like Johnson didn't know where the play was going, and he tried to have a pick play. I don't know. And there was that play where Slayton was open on the backside, but Russ can't get it to him. Again, and this is the last thing I say before we get back to the Yankee calls, the Volpe calls, the Mets calls at 888-808-1019. Everything is predicated off of that offensive line. And if that offensive line gets no push and they get pushed back, it throws off the timing and rhythm of the whole offense. And Russell Wilson is going to get the brunt of the blame, but he's 36 years old. He is not as fleet of foot. Even though he led them in rushing yards, he's under duress. And every week that he's taking hits, it's going to be harder and harder to get out of bed. I can't imagine. Russ and I are same age. I just turned 37 this summer. We played against each other. Not against each other. We played with each other. Pause. We were in the same camp at UVA. That's my Russell Wilson claim to fame story, that I was in the same quarterback group with Russell Wilson back in 2005. We're the same age. I think he came out a year after me. I've got a neck injury. I've got, if I sleep wrong, my neck is messed up. I've got bad ankles, broken foot that I feel. I just was in Bernie Williams' softball game. I hit a homer, had a double. I swung too hard on my last swing, dropped the bat. I'm still feeling my shoulder. I can't imagine getting hit by Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw and Dorrance Armstrong and Fred Warner. And I can't imagine it. So, the countdown is on until we see Jackson Dart. That hourglass is shrinking. The sand is fizzling out because I just don't know how long he's going to be able to withstand taking the hits. I would, again, throw Jameis in there before throwing Dart in there because, you don't want Dart to get his head taken off. What if you get this kid hurt? You want to at least get Andrew Thomas back. But, yeah, we'll get into more football stuff, I know, Thursday night once the week two kicks off for the NFL. Let's get back to the callers right now. Thanks for holding. Tony's in Montreal on the Fan. Go for it, Tony.
Yeah, hi, Keith. I don't know. I'm kind of overwhelmed by the hatred and the negativity, as if one player is causing all of these losses. Let's put it this way. In the last 10 games, the Yanks are 7-3. They're 4.5 games up on the wild card, and they're 3 back on the division lead. And it's the world is falling.
Tony, let me stop you. That is their reasoning for continuing to play Volpe. We're winning. Yeah, we're overcoming it.
Saying,
we're not losing because of him, so we'll keep running him out there. Go on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Keith, if New York Yankees don't want Volpe, I guarantee you a major league team will sign him in a minute. And by the way, the guy in Bo Bichette in Toronto is no defensive wizard by any means. He's a good hitter.
I was going to say, he can hit. I know his daddy had him in that cage. He can definitely hit.
He can hit, but he can't field like Jeter, that's for sure. And you're not going to find a Jeter tomorrow morning. That's a once-in-alifetime type of thing. You know that.
Most of these guys that lead the league in errors are shortstops.
Yeah, guess what? You know, Trey was in Philadelphia. They were bombing him, right? And all of a sudden, you come up with a guy hitting 50 home runs and everyone forgets about their shortstop problems.
Yeah, so, I hate the Trey Turner conversation because he's a $300 million man. He's an all-star. And that is why they were on him, because they're like, you just signed the contract. Volpe makes $879,000. It's not about the contract. It's about the performance. Thanks for the call, Tony. I just got to move it along. And I have to make this point. The sky is not falling. I think most Yankee fans are happy. I even came on tonight and I said I'm not mad. Shout out to my boy Will, who already clipped me up. And the first thing I say in this video was, I said I'm not mad about the loss. But we are talking through these things. Here is again Anthony Volpe on display where we're like, enough. Pull the plug. Enough. He needs help. But since they're winning, they lost tonight. Since they're winning, they're going to continue to put him out there. We're just having the conversation of how did we get here? How do we get here with our young shortstop? How do we get to the point where he's being talked about as one of the worst players in the league? It isn't negativity. It is facts. So that's another thing, too. I get tired of hearing people say, oh, everybody's harping on Volpe. I was there months ago. At this point now, everybody's gripes and harps are merited. Walt is in Oceanport on the Fan. What's up, Walt?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, brother?
Good
to hear. you want to talk about the Yankees or you want to talk about the Giants?
Both, honestly.
Okay. Can I start off with the Yankees?
Yes, sir.
Volpe has been... What he is getting, okay, is better than Derek Jeter, okay?
Sure.
You got Caballero and you got Rosario, okay, who can both replace him,
yeah.
Okay? And Derek Jeter never, ever got that, okay?
Derek Jeter was never told as a young guy, hey, you got the job. We're not sending you down. Don't worry about it. And he was never granted that security. They even brought A-Rod in here, and it was a thing like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not moving off my spot.
No, and 15 minutes ago, okay, when you brought up, like, no, everybody needs a little pressure to pay the electric bill, the lighting bill, and all that stuff. I mean, you're absolutely 1,000% correct about that. Derek Jeter never had that, like, and then Cashman, okay, he nickel and dimed him on his last contract. Now, I'm not, you know, Derek Jeter's made a gazillion dollars. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you understand he wanted Hanley Ramirez. Cashman wanted Hanram. And he made Jeter go out there and, you know, see what you're worth, test the market, come back to us.
Okay.
Even after having all those rings and having all those accolades.
Okay, so you were a tremendous athlete, okay, in Monmouth County, New Jersey. Okay?
Yes, sir. I was decent.
Okay. You played ball at JMU. You played ball at Monmouth University.
Yeah.
You were a big star. But he comes out of Del Barton, which is a small little private school in New Jersey, okay? And how he's given, because you got Caballero and you got Rosario, and those guys are great ball players. Why did you trade for him? You traded for him 7 weeks ago, okay? And you brought him in, and you're not playing him. I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
And he traded for him because he knows, like, you need to have an insurance plan. That is your job as a general manager. You need to have an insurance plan in case Volpe goes 0-for-20, which I think he has.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, these are all playoff games at the moment, okay, with Detroit. And then, you know, because now the Yankees are going to have to win the next two games, okay, and then they go off to Boston, okay? But these are all playoff games right now. I mean, like, this is very, very, very tight.
Yeah. Yeah, they matter. These are the top teams in the American League jockeying for position before we do head into October, and it's postseason-level intensity. You know, that's why I was even saying with Boone, I'm like, bro, I don't know how you sit there and watch Fernando Cruz not have it and just let him walk, guys, whatever. Like, you should be managing, like, you're warming up for the postseason. But whatever. What's your Giants point before we...
Thank you. Because I know that's your specialty. I got to be honest with you. I mean, like, you know, the Giants win three, you know, preseason games, and I know that's just, you know, but... Mother goodness, I don't think the Giants are going to win more than four games this year. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, and Russell Wilson, no joke, okay? I mean, he looked like Danny Dimes, okay, in like his first year. Actually, he looked like Danny Dimes against the Cowboys in that Waterford game.
I was there.
You know, like when they got blown out, like 40-0.
Rained a bit on us in MetLife 2 years ago.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I was at the game. Yep.
But, you know, I mean, I'll let you go. But it was nice talking to you. I mean, like, you know, but I don't think that they're that great.
They're not. They haven't been. And that's why I kind of was taking aim at Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, that they've come into this Giants organization and done anything and everything they've wanted. What has worked? It's crazy. Joey Clams out in Brooklyn on the Fan before we get out of here. You're on.
Hey, how you doing, my friend? It's a pleasure. It's mind-boggling that a $10 billion organization don't teach, correct, or preach fundamentals and coach fundamentals. That was a playoff situation with second and third. You have to get the bunt down. They never get the bunt down. And you know what? And the way he was holding the bat, his hands were holding it like he was holding a hero. I'd rather have a guy out there who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. Now, who's going to be the better player? Who's going to make the least amount of mistakes? This is on the coaching staff, too. And this is on the player. You should be one thing every day in practice before the game. Put a bucket 30 feet down the line, 5 feet off the line on both sides, and bunt.
Yeah.
Bunt 50 to each side.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the excuse. Thanks for the call, Jay. I don't want to hear the excuse. He hasn't had the bunt since Del Barton. I seen Juan Soto lay down bunts. One of the best hitters we've ever seen. And when you're struggling, you should practice that bunt. You should have that bunt in your back pocket when you're struggling. But do you think you're above bunting? Like, and then I look at Boone, too. I don't know, man. Like, Boone puts the bunt on. Did that catch him by surprise? It's just like, it's laughable. Right, $10 billion organization carrying on like this with a 24-year-old player that, you know, makes under $900,000. Like, that bunt, to pop that bunt up like that and just walk off to booze, like, it's embarrassing for all of us. You know, even the Blue Jays are mocking the New York Yankees. Maybe I just seen Fleegs tweet out the tweet. Maybe they'll play it during C-Mac show. But like the Blue Jays announcers were mocking the Yankees. One bad inning. It is what it is. We'll get them tonight. I'll see y'all at the Yankee game. That's all I've got. Chris McMonagle coming up next. Everybody be good. Thanks for everybody watching in the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys keeping the conversation going. Send a link to some friends for Big Mac Show. Let's see if we can get the chat a little bigger. I know we were up to like 140. I think we're at 128 in the chat live right now. So send the link to your friends that are up still talking sports. I'm out of here. The end. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.